Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. This is Financial Friday, and this is actually almost the end of the month. After October 31st, we will be cruising right into November 1st. Hey, by the way, don't forget to turn your clocks back on Sunday. It is fall back time, so you want to fall back 1 hour on your clocks. With that being said, let's move forward and talk a little bit about your finances and the keys to wealth. First of all, I want to remind you guys that you can go to Designing Your Life Today and you can get great information on how to grow your finances. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/growyourfinances, or just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, look right there in the menu section at the top, and you'll see grow your finances, and you can click on that. And speaking of finances and wealth, if you want to increase your income, be sure and get signed up for our Simple Money Making eBooks. We're going to be putting those out periodically, and you don't want to miss any of those books. Also, I want to remind you guys that we have not forgotten about the fact that we're going to talk about many of the ways that you can create passive income, real estate, affiliate marketing, and podcasting, and so many other ways. So we're going to talk to you about all of those different methods that you can use over time. However, I've decided that I want to know exactly who I'm working with when it comes to that, because it's going to help me personalize this information to specifically for you. And so with that being said, also go to our website and you'll see a link right there on our homepage that tells you to sign up to learn about passive income. Learn about passive income. And so you can click there and go ahead and register for that, because we want to send you some very specific information that's going to help make getting started a lot easier for you. So be sure and sign up for that. Also, learn about passive income link. Look for that on our homepage. And you can also download our free ebook, Earn $3,000 before Christmas. It's Earn $3,000 within 90 days. But you can actually earn $3,000 before Christmas, $3,000 or more, actually. You can do $3,000 plus a month with the information in that ebook. But we wanted to be conservative. So go ahead and download that ebook. It's absolutely free. And just follow the information in that book. If you have any questions, feel free to go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and send me a voicemail right there. Just click on the voicemail button and ask your questions. If we use your questions, then you will get a free t-shirt from me. When you ask your questions, be sure to leave your name and tell us where you're from. And you don't have to put your phone number or anything on that email, because it's a voicemail that we're probably going to play on our show. And of course, by clicking on that and leaving that voicemail, you're giving us permission to choose you to be on our show. So with that being said, ask your questions. Or if you said, well, you know what, I really want to ask her a question, but I'm an introverted person, I'm super shy, and so I don't know if I want to send her a voicemail, go ahead and send me an email to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com, and I will respond to your questions. I want you to get answers to your questions. It's just that your questions can help others who listen to our show. But I want you to get the answers. I want you to keep moving forward. I want you to be able to grow your wealth and do life with power. So click on Learn About Passive Income, and you can also click on the link that says Earn $3,000 in 90 days. And so, you guys, we've got a lot of information to help you increase your income. But here's the part that we can't do anything about. We cannot make you do these things. We cannot actually do it for you. We can give you the information and you get to decide what works for you, what resonates with your spirit. But I can tell you, do not go into anything with fear. And if you have that fear, then you want to put your courage out front as much as possible so that you can get to where it is you want to be in your life and keep moving forward. It is about doing life with power. It is about understanding that you're built by design to win. You are not put here on this earth to fail. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody's told you. You're not put here to fail. If you go back and you look in the Bible, God says that he knew you before you were born. And he says that he has numbered the hairs on your head. Do you know how special that makes you as a person? So it's up to you to take control of your income. And I say this on the show often. I said it once and I'll say it again. I don't care what politician promises you what. Have you noticed that in all the years, if you've been living as long as I have, in all the years that I've been on this earth, I've noticed that every single promise that they've made, well, there's always been another challenge that pops up. You, as a human being, are capable of getting the things that you want for your life. You just have to learn how to do what it takes. And that part of that is having better health so you can have the energy to do it and doing things to have more wealth. And of course, to get to the more wealth, you want to cultivate fruitful relationships. People cannot get to where they want to be. No one makes it by themselves. Absolutely no one. Without the sponsors for this show, guess what? The show would not be here. I would not be able to bring you this great information. Now, we are going to kind of change our format a little bit, and I'll tell you more about that in November. It's awesome. It makes it so that you guys can communicate with us much easier. You can also put your opinions about our shows a lot easier. So we're making things easier for you, making it easier for you to connect with us, communicate with us, and of course, learn from me and from my very special guest that I'll be having on the show. And so we'll tell you more about those special guests. And I think you're going to love our new format. It's a lot of fun. With that being said, remember to go by our website, designeryourlifetoday.com, and click on all of the great things that we have there for you. All right, let's talk about our show for today. We are going to share some great information for you. Then we're going to hear from Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial, who's going to be sharing awesome information with us also. And so it's going to be great. What a great Financial Friday show we have lined up for you. All right, let's talk about self-management being a key to wealth. That's a big deal. A lot of times we don't have what it is we want, what it is we need, because we don't take the time to manage ourselves. As I said a few moments ago, the life that you want, no one can give you that life. And it's kind of easy to get sidetracked and get upset with people because they're not doing what they promise us. They're not delivering what they promise us. They're not bringing to us what they promise us. Politicians, a loved one, whoever that person is, your boss, your manager, you're the manager and the workers aren't doing what they committed to do. So that can be, nerve-wracking. So the key is, though, if you want to get to wealth, if you want to continue to move forward, you've got to be able to contain that kind of energy that causes you to go into an area of frustration and complaining. And it's funny, you know, I'm talking about this, and I have to be honest with you, sometimes I have to tug my own coattail. Now, I'm not a complainer. However, there are times when I'm thinking things should go differently, or this person should do that, or if this person did that, then everything would flow smoothly. I would be able to make changes on the show a lot faster. I would be able to get what I needed over here a lot faster, and things would fall into place. But that's a part of the challenge of life. That's a part of personal growth, being a time in which you get to challenge yourself to kind of open up, to get a better understanding about you and how you handle things. And so with that being said, I want to give you some tips on kind of some keys to having that self-management so that you can get to wealth. So I'm going to give you about 5 tips today, and we're going to get to them quickly because we want to make sure that we get to Mario Payne. this morning, and who should be on at about 10:20 with us today. All right, let's jump right into it. The first thing is that our emotions can wreak havoc on us, and for whatever reason, it can cause us to look at things not logically. And today, people's emotions are running high, running rampant. And so you might not always realize it when you're kind of in it, but there are times when we allow our emotions to kind of sway us in one direction while our rational mind is kind of tugging at us and saying, you know what? Hey, you need to go in the other direction. Don't say this. Don't do that. You know, say something different. Try this method. Walk away. But we still kind of persist on that road. Now, here's the thing. Easier said than done, but this is a very good solution for getting to where it is you want to be or putting that under some semblance of control. What you can do is you can actually take a breather and make a list. So it's time to make a list that distinguishes your emotional side of the argument from the rational side of the argument. And that's going to allow you to kind of have some, take some time, first of all, to think about what you're about to do, think about what you're going to say, and think about if it's prudent to do so. The list will allow you to clear your mind and use your knowledge to take into account the importance of your emotions while without letting your emotions take control over you. And so that's a very good way to kind of start to discipline yourself to have more self-management. Creating an emotion versus a reason list is actually a simple thing that you can do. All you have to do is draw a straight line down the middle of a page, make two columns, and on one side you put what your emotions are telling you to do, on the other side you put what reasons, your reasoning, your logic is telling you to do. Now, this is not a concept that I created. Ben Franklin actually, I don't know if he started it, but this is one of the methods that he used years ago when he was alive, many, many, many years ago. And so he would list the emotion versus reasons. And so once you take a look at that and you're in a sticky or stressful situation, this will actually cause you to step back, and you can look at that sheet of paper and give yourself a few moments, quiet moments, to organize your thoughts and make a list so that you can come from a position of logic. And there are times when we need to come from a position of emotion, but there are times when we need to come from a position of logic. Here's another one. Instead of kind of flying off the handle, if something goes wrong at work, if something goes wrong in your life, if something goes wrong, like, for example, in your personal life, if something goes wrong, going wrong in your business, then, and sometimes it's not meant for you to tackle that moment, that day. Sleep on it. Take some time and, in a sense, take a huge time out, because things always look better in the morning. Have you ever heard that saying? It's a bit of a cliche, but it's very true. Things do look better the next day. You wake up, you have a clearer mind, you think better, you have more control over your responses, and you also come up with better solutions. Now, here's another one. So far we've talked about creating an emotion versus reason list, sleep on it. And the third tip that I have for you is take control over your self-talk. One of the things that causes us to kind of fly off the handle or causes us to do things that perhaps we shouldn't do and take actions that we want to be able to take back later is that we don't take control over our self-talk. We kind of just let it take over our brains. Everything around us nowadays is programming us to look at things from a negative point of view. Television used to be fun to look at, but now it's all shoot 'em up, bang, bang, all negativity, all gangsta, which people think that that's cool nowadays. But it really isn't. It's really kind of affecting how you think. It's affecting how you respond to things, and it also interferes with your ability to have clearer logic. And so the way to do that is to take control of your self-talk. So you say, well, how do I take control of my self-talk if everything around me is sending me these kinds of messages? You want to ask yourself the question, what is the most positive outcome that I can use? What is the most most positive response that I can give at this point in time. See, don't confuse being positive with being a wimp. Don't confuse being positive with being someone who backs down. There's a difference between backing down and instead of forging ahead with pure positive energy. So there's a distinct difference. So you want to take control of your self-talk. Here's another one. Number four, focus your attention on your freedoms rather than your limitations. Sometimes when things happen in our lives that we don't particularly agree with, we don't particularly like, or they're not going, working out in the way we had hoped, and things really happen that disappoint us, then one of the things that we have a tendency to do, we go straight towards limitations. We talk about what we're not. We talk about what we can't do. We talk about what we don't have. We talk about what isn't there. Because we want the opposite of all of the limitations. We want the opposite. So in order to get to that opposite, the first thing that you want to do is recognize what is. You know, what freedoms do you have? And so when you take a look at the freedoms that you do have, what's available to you, now you're able to deal with the limitations that you've placed on yourself, the limitations that you've placed on your life, or the limitations that you've placed on yourself as it relates to a very specific situation. But when you look at your freedoms, for example, when I talk about communicating, or if I'm in a situation and it's a little sticky and no one's talking and everyone has shut down, I like to communicate. And so that's a freedom that I have. And I would focus on that and say, okay, what would you say in order to make the situation better, to improve on the situation? Or in part of good communication is actually knowing when not to say anything at all, or what would you not say? So you want to look at what your freedoms are. You want to look at what all of your assets are as it relates to who you are as a human being. What do you bring to the table that can make that situation better? Once again, you can go back to your emotions versus reason list. In this case, you want to write down, because some of your assets are emotional type assets. So you want to write those down, but you also want to write down all of the reasons and in terms of all of your freedoms. What do I bring to the table versus what kind of emotions can I use in this situation? So you can look at your freedoms rather than your limitations. And of course, the final one, and it's a simple one, but for some people, when you're in certain situations, you may find it hard to do. Smile and laugh more. You want to smile at things. You want to learn to laugh some things off. And that doesn't mean that you stick your head in the sand and you ignore life and things that need to be addressed. No, it means that you smile and you laugh a little bit more. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. But before we take a quick break and come back with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial, I want to remind you to go to our website at Designing Your Life Today, and you can get more keys to wealth, and you can learn to grow your finances, and you can get information that will help you do life with power and help you take things to the next level in life. So how exciting is that? With that being said, the list, once again, create an emotion versus reason list. Sleep on it, number two. Number three, take control of your self-talk. Number four, focus your attention on your freedoms rather than your limitations. Number five, smile and laugh more. That's really what it's all about. It's all about doing what it takes to bring the best, your very best, to the table when it comes to you living your very best life. That's what it takes to do life with power. We'll be back shortly with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial to find out more about how to grow our finances.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. We are super excited, as always, to have someone come on and talk to us about our finances. I mean, we all want to grow our finances, right? Of course we do. And who better to help us with that than Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. And so he has an amazing topic for us, as always. And so with that being said, good morning, Mario. How are you?
Hey, Pat. How are we doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How about you?
Oh, good. Another beautiful day here in Jacksonville.
It is nice. I tell you, the weather is always good in Jacksonville. Even when it rains, it's still good, you guys. With that being said, Mario, what do you want to talk to us about today?
So today we're going to talk about snapshot. I have 5 years left before I retire. What should I do? And the first thing that you should do when you have 5 years left in retirement is to make a to-do list. You want to sit down and say, okay, I have 5 years left to retirement. When I retire, this is what I'm going to do the first year. And that could be many things. That could be something like doing some volunteer work. That can be getting a part-time job. That can be starting that business that you always wanted to start. But a lot of times, when you actually do that to-do list, you say, you know what? I don't think I'm ready to retire, because the worst thing that you want to have happen is that you retire and you look up 6 months later and you're still sitting on the couch watching TV all day. Right? So the first thing you want to do, you want to make a to-do list, the short-term goals you want to do, the long-term goals that you want to do, and that really allows you to really see in 5 years, do you really want to retire? Because a lot of times we look at retirement as a destination. We want to retire just to say that we're retired and not go to work. But a lot of times mentally, it may not be the best thing for you. So if you have that to-do list, if you write down those things that you want to do in retirement, that'll allow you to make that important decision. When do you retire? In 5 years going down the road, is that a good time to retire or not?
Okay, so we're 5 years away from retirement, so you're thinking about, okay, he says the first thing that you should do is you should actually make a list. Now, when you make this list, you name some of the things that we should take a look at. Of course, if they want to, I guess, take another job, or if they want to do volunteer work and those kind of things. But in regards to their savings and investments, because that's a big deal, and that's probably going to be a determining factor as to whether they go and take another job or whatever, how should they view the savings and investments 5 years from retirement?
Great question. And this is actually a two-part question, because, yes, we can talk about savings and investments, but we also need to talk about your retirement expenses. Because if you have more money coming out of your pocket than coming into your pocket, then retirement might not be the best thing for you to do. So you definitely want to set up some type of tracking mechanism, a budget. I know it's an old adage. Everybody says do a budget. A lot of people don't do budgets, but of course you definitely want to do a budget so you can really see what is actually coming out your pocket. You know, those things include things like your mortgage. As we get closer to retirement, our mortgage may or may not be paid off. So we definitely want to have a schedule when that mortgage is going to be paid off so you can really see what is coming out of your pocket. Car payments. A lot of people get their quote-unquote retirement dream car either right before they retire or right after they retire. You know, that nice Corvette that they always wanted. Especially if you have kids, you want to ditch the minivan and get a Corvette. I see that a lot with people when the kids get out of the house. So
right.
So that's definitely that you want to look into. And then traveling. A lot of times when we retire, you know, we travel. We go on that dream vacation, that overseas vacation that we've never went on. So you definitely want to look at what's actually coming out your pocket. So that's on one side. And then the other side comes to saving and the investments. And can you get an income stream? Meaning when you retire, do you have a pension? If you do have a pension, how much is that pension going to be? Do you have to take a decrease in your pension if you want to pass the money down to your spouse? Some companies, if you want to put a beneficiary on your pension, they make you take a reduction. So you want to look into that. Do you get Social Security? Some companies, if you receive a pension, they don't pay into Social Security, so you don't get your Social Security. So you definitely want to have that mapped out. Also, when it comes to what you're investing, what about your IRA? how much is in your IRA? How should your IRA be growing? Should you invest in that more conservatively so that over the next 5 years, if the market goes down, you don't lose any money? Should you be more aggressive because you don't have enough to retire in 5 years? So those are some of the things that you want to look at from an investment standpoint. And the last thing, you just want to make sure that you continue to put money in some type of retirement plan, rather it be an IRA, be a 401k, because as you put money into that, you receive a tax write-off in some instances. And number two, it'll allow you to have more money, meaning a larger nest egg in retirement.
Awesome. That's a great response that you gave us there. Now, here's the thing about retiring in 5 years. A lot of times people know that retirement is coming up, but sometimes we plan even further out, or we think about it, let's say, when we've got 7 years left to retirement. So at some point, once you get to that five-year marker, just before you get to the five-year mark, and you've done some thinking about it and planning, when and who should you tell about your five-year retirement plan?
Great question, because a lot of times when we retire, it kind of pops up on family members. Of course, we might talk to our spouse or our significant other about that. But I would say, since you spend most of your time with your family members, i.e. your spouse, your children, your parents, those are the people that you want to talk to. This can be great because it also will make sure that tensions won't be created. If you have a child that's maybe depending on you to help through college, or they're going through grad school, or you're kind of helping them as they get on their feet, so to speak. If you retire, you know, some of that extra income might go away. So it might be some regrets there. So if you have that proactive conversation 4 or 5 years out, that allows a lot of people to know what's going on. And it might allow your kids, for instance, to maybe get on their feet more because they know the parents won't be giving as much money, so to speak, to them. And also, it addresses some of the emotional concerns, too, because retirement is a huge shift. I mean, you know, you working somewhere, working 40, 50, maybe 60 hours a week, and now you're not working at all. Emotionally, that's a toll. I mean, that's a huge change in your life. So, again, by telling your loved ones what's going on, they're able to prepare for that as well. I would say you probably do not want to tell coworkers, though, because of coworker, and especially if you're in management, if you have management, you know, they might find that as a way to maybe push you out the door or put you on projects or things of that nature that you're not comfortable with. So I would say you definitely want to keep it very, very small between your spouse, between your children, close family members, and you definitely want to tell your financial advisor or certified financial planner like myself as you have those conversation, so you could do some planning 5 years out before retirement.
Absolutely. So you don't want to get on the job and start whining, "I can't wait until I retire in 5 years."
Not a good idea. No, not a good idea. No.
So you don't want them to push you out that door. So Mario, this is really great information about what to do 5 years before retirement. Now, this question is kind of off the cuff a little bit here. A person decides that they're going to retire and they have no idea what they're going to do yet, or they're kind of writing down some of the things that they want to do. Is there anything that perhaps you guys offer, your office that you offer, where they can get a list or something that would give them some ideas of what to even write down first? Because sometimes people don't even know where to get started.
Oh, yes. So we have created a retirement checklist. It just kind of pinpoints some of the things that we talked about when it comes to doing a budget, you know, having your finances in order, you know, short and long term goals before you retire. When it comes to taxes, you know, do you have some of those things in place? Because when you retire, you know, your taxes will be a little bit different, especially if you're contributing to your 401k. You know, those write offs that you have, you won't have there. So that's a huge shift in taxes. So we talk about that. So yes, it is a checklist that we have in place that allows you to kind of check off the box when it comes to when to retire, what to look for. And like I said before, retirement is a huge change in your life. People see it as a dream, as a pie in the sky. But as they get closer, I've just seen from my experience with clients, they definitely get nervous. They have more questions, and it's a whoa, I've been doing something for 20, 25, 30 years, and now I'm just going to stop abruptly. That's a life change. So you definitely want to mentally get ready. We do have a checklist in place. And again, that's why it's important to talk to family members as well, and even maybe even close friends, and talk to family members who have retired or close friends who have retired so they can share their experiences, what they've learned, what they have not learned, getting information about health insurance, things like Medicare and things of that nature as well. As you get 65, doing your research on health insurance because it's very expensive when you retire. So having those conversations with retirees as well allows you to make a more detailed decision and also allows you to be more comfortable about your retirement. But I know that's a long-winded answer, but yes, we do have a checklist that goes over everything.
Awesome. So you guys, as you can see, retirement, it may be more than meets the eye, you know, as Mario has alluded to several times here. And so you really want to be prepared. But I think that if you're prepared for retirement, doesn't mean you're not going to go through something. But whatever you're going to go through, the road might not be as bumpy if you're if you've planned well for it. You're still going to go through some things, but you can make that ride a lot easier. And, of course, you can do that by connecting with your certified financial planner. With that being said, Mario, as we wrap up for today, anything else you want to say, and would you like to share your information, your contact information?
No, of course, if you have any questions, we're always one phone call or email away. Our office number is 904-733-5321. You can email us at mario@raymondjames.com. On social media, you can go to mjpfinancial.com. On Facebook, you go to mjpfinancial. On LinkedIn, you can go to mjpfinancial or Mario J. Payne, and also on the Twitterverse, you can also do MJP Financial, or just Google MJP Financial, and all our social media contacts pop up. So we're always one click or one phone call away.
Awesome, Mario. Thank you so much for taking the time to teach us how to grow our finances. And you guys have all Mario's information. Feel free to contact him and ask him questions. It doesn't cost you a dime to find out more information as to how to grow your finances and have the best life you can possibly have, especially when you retire. Mario, thank you and have a great day.
You too, Pat, and everybody else, have a great week.